WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:34 is Brackets Hunter.
What's up?
Hunter's laughing at me. Because I'm a toddler.
He had his Mountain Dew this morning.
I did. I'm not done yet, though. Just wait. Happiness is down here.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They got pizza, pasta, subs, great new menu items. Mm-hmm. If you need pizza to go, they got you covered. Last time I was there, that lady came in, and she had a box full of deliciousness from Joey C's. I wanted to follow her. Kiki said, no, that's creepy. Don't do that. But it's kind of hard not to.
Kiki had the sub the other day. Looked pretty good.
Dude, that thing was insane. So good. Yeah, she had the Joey C's sub. It was great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What does everyone spend money on that you refuse to spend money on? What does everyone spend money on that you refuse to spend money on?
I refuse.
There's some great comments on Facebook. Laura said, bottled water.
It's a good one.
And Starbucks coffee.
You know what, though? Deja Blue's a buck. It's nice having clean water like that.
Yeah, but a lot of water, though, is clean water. And you think about it.
I mean, we do have pretty good water here.
The plastic that's holding the water then gets into the ocean.
Yeah, that's very true.
It ruins it. I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in a...
You tell me there's nothing better than an ice-cold water bottle that was rolling around in the back of your car during the winter.
See, now, that's... Okay, if I'm out and about and I need some water, like a water bottle then, but if you buy water to take home, I think that's one thing that we need to... I haven't done that. I can't remember the last time I bought, like, water bottles.
Yeah, like the gallon jugs.
Yeah. Well, see, I've done that from time to time, but usually that's, like, camping. I'll do, like, a gallon jug or a couple of those.
What about, like, the Purefect water? What about, like going and getting that water bottle jug filled at the water plant?
See, now that's different because you're reusing the jug.
Yeah.
I think what we need to move away from is the disposable. Like, just the little one-use water bottles.
Quick life hack.
Yeah.
Just a fun life hack for you.
Just drink straight out of the big jug?
No, just fill it up in your tap with your tap water. Nobody knows. It all tastes the same, right?
Everyone knows. That's a good mind trick for people.
Like,
this water's so good.
You're telling me I got to drive 10 miles to go fill my water bottle? No, I'm going to do it at the sink. Just not tell anybody. Nobody says anything.
Gretchen had a good one. She said the newest cell phones.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I like that. Refuse to spend money on that. Wait a couple years.
I'm outdated. Yeah.
No, you're not.
No. I just got a new phone, but I got the iPhone 7. I went back a few generations. I'm like, still the same.
Dude.
Are you mad at me because I bought an iPhone?
Kind of.
It's a nice phone. It's a really nice phone.
Kind of.
I'm very...
You know, it's like I want to be mad at you, but at the same time, it's like, okay, he's evolving from MapQuest right now, so any phone I'm okay with.
But
you had to go with the iPhone, huh?
Honestly, it was the best option.
Yeah.
But it's not like I bought the brand new iPhone 11 Plus that's $1,000.
Well, here's what it is. You know what? It's a very simple operating system. Yeah. It's kind of like the jitterbug, you know, and it works all the time.
It's the hunter of phones.
For a very simple man like yourself, then yes.
I already insulted you. You can't insult me. I already said it was like you.
Big buttons, loud speakers.
That's all I need. Huh? What? 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. We're going to take a quick break. More of what's something that everyone spends money on that you refuse to spend money on. Give us a call. Comment on Facebook. We'll have more of your penny-pinching stuff when we come back. Yeah, that works.
There you go.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Feel bad for your wife. She probably gets nowhere with you.
Nowhere! You'll get nothing and like it.
We were just talking about something, and Brock totally disagrees with it. And then he just gets louder. Like, what he's saying doesn't really correlate with it.
Makes perfect sense.
But he's just screaming louder, and so, okay, that's the way it's going to be.
You know what? I'd never buy a book that was written by you, because it's going to be so stupid. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. What's something that everyone spends money on that you refuse to spend money on?
I don't know if everybody spends money on this, but hell, it seems like it. They're running so many damn commercials for it. I'm going right back to it, Brock.
Peloton.
I'm going right back to the Peloton. You're spending $3,000 on something you just cycle on in your house. Plus $50 a month for the subscription.
Mm-hmm.
You're a moron. I'm sorry. Sorry, Peloton, but I'm calling you out. You suck. It's terrible.
I think a lot of people are buying them.
Why? You know what you can do with $3,000 and $50 a month?
Maybe that's what someone wants to do.
You could be driving a Ferrari.
Yes, but maybe that's what someone wants to do, though.
You're telling me you'd rather sit in your house, sweat your ass off on a Peloton, than cruise around in a Ferrari.
But I'm not getting a workout. And to be honest, people may look at a $700 electric bike as a ridiculous purchase.
No, it's not. You know why? Because I'm out in the element. I'm outside. I'm actually doing something.
You can put your Peloton on the patio. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Come on, fella. Peloton. I'm sorry. I know I've ripped on this for the past month. But I'm dead serious. If I see one more Peloton ad between a YouTube video.
It's been like 5 months.
I am. Dude, I'm. It's the dumbest. America's dumb.
It's so funny.
Why are you guys buying this for $500? I could see.
Yeah.
There you go. Pedal away, Grandma. Pedal away.
See, now they do have the options where you can just buy the subscription and not buy the bike. So if you have your own bike or treadmill, you can use it that way.
Why?
I'm going to get you a subscription.
I'll burn it.
I'm going to get you a subscription.
I'll burn it.
And I'll get a little thing for your electric bicycle that you can just put up.
Oh, God.
You're going to have a great time, buddy.
Come on, fellow Pelotoners.
You're going to be so fit.
Here's another one. How about this one?
What?
Beats. We've talked about that.
Not everyone buys those. Not that. That's, I think.
Are you sure?
A lot of people have them, but
have
I don't think that's
like. Have you seen the NBA?
It's everyone.
Watch the NBA?
They don't buy those. I would get those for free. That's just.
You're probably right, but still.
Dre makes more money off of those just by companies buying them and giving them away. Mark Ives had an interesting one. He said Amazon.
Yeah.
I can't imagine life without my Amazon Prime at this point.
Here's the thing. I can work with Mark on this one.
What?
I can.
You live off of Amazon.
I know. Hear me out. For God's sakes. Chill out, Mr. Caffeine. Let me explain myself.
There's nothing.
Here's why I can rally with Mark a little bit. I used to do eBay. I was a big eBay guy before Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Find things cheaper. Shipping wasn't there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally against Amazon. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why you guys are paying a monthly subscription to get that 2-day shipping when I just can get it at any time. And there's something about when you just make that switch, though, and you get that 2-day shipping for the first time.
Dude, nowadays they have next-day shipping.
And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I literally ordered this yesterday. There's something amazing about it that you don't know until you actually do it. You got to involve yourself into it, and then you're like, holy cow, this is why everybody's doing it.
If the apocalypse happens, if they still have Amazon Prime, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
I don't think there's going to be anybody around in those blue vans.
I will get a job there just as long as I can keep Amazon Prime around, because I love it, man.
I mean, dude, it is absolutely
amazing. It's amazing.
You know?
Yeah, that's one thing I would buy twice.
Here's the thing, though. You could still find things cheaper on eBay.
I don't care.
You can.
Doesn't matter.
Some product significantly cheaper.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, I'm telling you, that 2-day shipping makes you, oh, I can get it in 2 days, though. All right, I guess I'll go with Amazon.
Absolutely.
So that's why I can rally with Mark, because he hasn't dabbled into it yet.
Mark's a psycho, and I don't ever want to hear from him ever again. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of things you refuse to buy.